Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
We are still examining Colossians 2, verse 7 as our text, and we are looking at the moment at four characteristics of God's people. God's people are those who are rooted in Christ, built up in Christ, established in Christ, and abounding with thanksgiving. But these things are both characteristics of God's people and endeavors of God's people. There are responsibilities here for us. In other words, we are to intentionally root ourselves more firmly in Jesus Christ. We are intentionally to be building up ourselves in Christ in the most holy faith. We are to intentionally be coming more established in the faith, in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and with our commitment to the Word of God. We are to be abounding purposely, intentionally, with thanksgiving. These are responsibilities, these are endeavors, as well as characteristics of God's true children. Those who are God's true children have a desire to do these things because of the work of God within us. These are the things that God works within the lives of His children. This is what God is interested in seeing in our lives. This is what God is doing within our hearts. And therefore, as we give ourselves to these things, because we've been taught and led by the Holy Spirit of God to do exactly that, then these things come out in our lives and they identify us as the true children of God. So they are both characteristics as well as endeavors. And help us, O Lord, to understand that as we continue our examination of Colossians 2:7. On this Tuesday, May 17, and as you enabled us to do so by the faithful giving of God's people to help pay the bills for the Beacon broadcast. Thank you so much. Well, Colossians 2, 6 and 7, the pivotal verses that divide the first and the second part of the epistle to the Colossians, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Now, we have been working our way through these four participles in verse 7. We've actually only covered two of them so far, believe it or not. And as I say, we have been looking at these as characteristics of God's children. God's true children are those who are rooted in Christ Jesus. God's true children are those who are being built up in Him, like a building. And we'll go on to the last two in the remainder of the broadcast today in a moment. But you can see why I have called these both characteristics as well as endeavors, because of the language of verse 6. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Well, how do you walk in Him? Rooted. See, walking is something that we do, right? Again, only as God enables us. We can see that in the physical realm. God doesn't walk for me. God doesn't carry me from place to place. If He did that, I wouldn't be walking, would I? No, I put one foot in front of another. I lift up one leg and I put it down, and then I lift up the other one, the other foot, and put it down, and I walk. And all of us do that, except some I'm talking to, no doubt, who have lost that ability. And you can't walk, you don't walk, or you don't walk much. You are incapacitated, you are dependent upon someone else to take you from place to place, so you can't walk, and that's my point. Walking is our endeavor, it is our labor, it is our work, but only as God enables us. To those I'm talking to who are not able to walk, oh, you wish you could, but you can't, because God has brought circumstances into your life that mean that you aren't able to do that. So you would do it if you could, but you can't. You can only do it as God enables. And those of us who do it normally and naturally and easily probably don't even give it a thought. We don't think either about the fact that we have to do this. It's something we do because for most people it comes rather easily, unless you have pain, unless you have disease, and you can walk, but only with difficulty. But unless you have something like that, you do it so easily, you don't give it a lot of thought. But if you think it through, you realize that what I'm saying is so. You are doing it. You're doing the work, but you're only doing it as God enables you to. If He didn't give you that capacity, you couldn't do it. And it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. To walk in Christ is a metaphor for making progress in the Christian life. It's likened to walking. Like the body walks, so the soul walks, except the soul doesn't have legs and feet, so it doesn't walk, but we understand the metaphor. We are making progress, and that progress is something that we must do, but only as He enables. We can't take one spiritual step apart from His enabling. But we're commanded to do it. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. That's an imperative. It's a command. I must do this. You must do this. So walk in Him. And what does that look like? Well, get firmly rooted in Christ Jesus. That doesn't sound much like walking, but that's because this is a spiritual exercise, then all of the elements don't fit the physical analogy perfectly. But the first thing to walk in Him is to become firmly rooted in Christ, which again, we understand. We don't do that. God plants us in Christ, but we can do some things to dig down, put those roots down, intentionally reach down into our understanding of the person and work of Christ and become rooted in Him. Yes, we can. We do cooperate in this. We do respond to this, knowing, however, that we could never be rooted in Christ if He didn't plant us there. But we have the responsibility to be rooted in Christ and to be built up in Him. That's another metaphor, the construction metaphor, the building metaphor. We've talked about that on the last couple of broadcasts. Line upon line, precept upon precept, growing in God's Word, growing in grace and knowledge, growing, 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 build up. But what next? Third word, established. Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. That word established could also be translated strengthened. Getting stronger, more settled, more assured. That's our responsibility. Again, we cast ourselves upon the Lord. I'm talking to some of you who are wrestling with questions and difficulties and problems and doubts and worries and fears in relationship to your walk with Christ. And you are unsettled. You aren't really established in Him. You have trusted in Christ. You have been born again. You believe you have been. You are seeking to grow, but, oh, you're having difficulty. You are not well established. But you see, God can help you. God can establish you. God must establish you. But you have a responsibility to do the things that you can do to be strengthened. I'm thinking about a man that I knew one time who had a keen interest in the Word of God. I could hardly point to anyone that I knew who was more keenly interested in God's Word. But there were some areas in his Christian life that he just had not developed in and seemed to push back on, to resist, to reject. Why do I need to do that? Why do I need to do this? Well, there's a lot of you like that. I'm talking to all of you who no doubt have some areas like that in your life. And there are certain things that the Bible is setting before you and that your pastor or other faithful Bible teachers are exhorting you to do, and you're pushing back on that. I don't see the reason for that. It could be any number of things. For some of you, it's an unwillingness to follow the Lord and believers' baptism. For some of you, it's a resistance to membership in the local church. For some of you, it's resistance to a faithful pattern of giving to the Lord out of all of your resources that God supplies to you, and so forth and so on. On it goes. There are areas in your life that you're having difficulty with, and then you wonder why you're having problems. You have some things that you can do to become better established. Now, you may not make the link. You know, you may say, well, I don't see why this is important. I don't see why that's important. I don't understand why I have to do this. You don't need to understand. If God says it, do it. Do it. If you don't do it, you're going to be weakened. If you do it, you're going to become strengthened. And you have a responsibility to become strengthened. And you may not understand the relationship between not doing it and weakness and doing it and being stronger. But the relationship is there whether you understand it or not. And if you, by humble faith and obedience, will take the step and do the thing, whatever it is that you're having difficulty with, and just say, I'm going to commit it to the Lord and I'm going to do it by His help and grace. I'm going to do it because I can see that this is something that the Bible indicates I should do. And so I don't need to understand why. I just will do it. If you'll take that attitude, dear friend, you're going to be tremendously strengthened. You're going to get stronger, become more settled, more assured. Some of the doubts that some of you are having are because of areas of resistance, of disobedience, let's just call it what it is. It is disobedience, it is sin, and it is lack of faith. What is faith? Faith is believing the revelation of God and acting accordingly. And you see the revelation of God, but you want to pass your opinion upon it. You are saying, well, I'll do it when I understand it. That's not faith. All you have to understand is that you're supposed to do it. You don't have to understand why. You don't have to understand how this fits into God's plan for your life. All you have to understand is the Bible indicates this is what I ought to do, and do it. It's as simple as that. And that's faith. You say, that sounds like works. Yes, it's both. It's faith by believing the Word of God to do what the Bible tells you to do. It's faith to take that step of obedience and do the thing that God tells you to do. It is, in a sense, works, but it really is faith. You do the works by faith. And faith pleases the Lord. And when you do that, you will be strengthened. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.